listening to Between the Covers with Tofu Dave at your community radio station WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carbara, the Literature Quickie. And today I have John Miller on the line, the author of The Question Behind the Question. Great. Well, John, I have to tell you at the outset, I typically don't have authors of books like yours on our Literature Quickie, and I was fully prepared to dislike your book, but upon reading it, I found, you've got a lot of good points there. It's somewhat common sense in a way, but something that a lot of us don't think about a lot. And one of the things that struck me is you feel that people often ask themselves when they're trying to make themselves a better person or do a better job at work, they often ask themselves incorrect questions. And I wonder if you could tell us what you mean by that.
Sure, Dave, no problem. The QBQ book, the title is QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, came about from my experience selling leadership training to executives. And I would sit in these sessions and listen to people say questions, ask questions like, why can't we find good people? And why do we have to go through all this change? And when is that department going to do its job right? Who's going to give us the vision? All these kinds of questions. Very externally focused. It took me a few years, but I remember thinking one day, what if we ask the question behind the question and turn some of those questions around? So, as an example, instead of asking, why do we have to go through all this change? Let's ask, what can I do to adapt to the changing world? Instead of asking, when is someone going to train me, which you hear a lot in the corporate world, let's ask, what can I do to develop myself? So we called it the question behind the question, and I went out and taught it. And this was two decades ago, and somebody labeled it the QBQ because we love acronyms. And right. I have been running around this great country for 20 years talking about personal accountability and the QBQ because the QBQ is a tool for practicing personal accountability.
And to me, it's in some sense is somewhat counterintuitive in a way because a lot of the things we hear, whether it's in nonprofits or in leadership training, is getting people to think outside of the box is a common phrase. And you sort of turn that around. You say, hey, people, you have to start to think about how to succeed inside of the box.
Well, it helps to be a contrarian, Dave. And so the common phrase, like you just said, is we need to think outside the box. And one day it occurred to me, well, when I do that, sometimes I start complaining about what I don't have, the tools and systems I don't have. What about succeeding with the tools and systems I do have? Let's succeed within the box. So we teach that in the QBQ book under the definition of creativity. Creativity is succeeding with what I do have. I mean, the most famous example ever was the Apollo mission that was, Apollo 11, I believe, caught up in the space, and they were broken, and they could only get down if they could fix the problem with the tools they had, and they did.
So yeah, there's sort of no choice sometimes.
Yeah. Right, Dave. Yep. No choice kind of situation. I can't go beg my boss for more stuff or complain about what I don't have or go over to the water cooler and gripe with my associates. I need to just ask, what can I do to succeed with the stuff I have? That's personal accountability. That's creativity. And it's just a more fun way of living. You opened up. I love the way you said you were prepared to not like my book. And I have no problem with that because maybe you saw the cover and it says something about personal accountability. But this tool called QBQ is a unique way of looking at life. When my 15-year-old doesn't do what I say, or my spouse lets me down, or my boss doesn't come through with that promotion, or something goes wrong in my life, how do I handle that? Do I whine, complain, blame, point fingers? Or do I ask, well, what can I do to move forward? How can I change me? That's what QBQ is all about.
I think it's a great approach. And what would you tell people who say, well, sometimes I've done that and boy, it just didn't work. No matter what I did, I couldn't seem to succeed. Is that something that you've run across in your discussions with people?
Sure. That certainly happens. And of course, it depends on the specific example. But what we found in our research over three decades is when I look in the mirror and say, okay, I can't change others. I can't change this situation too much. I can't whine and complain about events around me that are out of control. But I can say, what can I do to respond more effectively? What can I do to learn new skills? How can I move forward today? These are questions And as we teach in the QBQ book and the new QBQ workbook that just came out today, the answers are in the questions. So when I ask better questions, I get better answers. And as long as I'm asking, you know, why doesn't Dave do more for me, then I'm not looking at me and asking, what can I do to serve others? So it's a simple way of turning around a question so I can practice accountability at home and at work.
And I think that's such a good approach. I think of it even here at our community radio station. Some of us, me included, are often complaining, why is this turntable broken? Why didn't that call get recorded? Well, why is this studio so dirty? Whereas if I stopped just saying it like that and said, hey, you know, maybe I'll come in 5 minutes early tomorrow and clean up the studio before my interview with John Miller on the QBQ, I'd feel a lot better and actually I'd get something done. This has been really a great little discussion here on our quickie between the covers on literature. I'm going to tell people, I don't want you to tell the story because I want people to read your QBQ book and the real story that sticks with me, because I know some guys, actually, some guys I recently got out of prison that are just like your server who got you the coke. That story has stuck with me. I've already told it to several people, and I want our listeners to take a look at the question behind the question and see John Miller's story about the coke when he went to lunch. I think everybody can learn something from that.
Thank you, Dave. John, that is a fun story, and it's chapter one of QBQ.
Yep, you got it. John, any final parting words to our listeners?
Personal accountability is the foundation of success. All we got to do is look inside, look in the mirror, and say, how can I improve me today? That's what it's all about.
John Miller, the QBQ book and workbook out today. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Dave.